Now, on Bulldog Live, it's Second Amendment Tuesday. Joining Bulldog is attorney Penny Dean.
Brought to you by Riley Sports Shop and Hooksett. Check them out on the DW Highway. And Bulldog Live here at 1-866-823-1077. Attorney Penny Dean next.
Now, I know the Constitution, and it gives me certain rights that I will never, ever give up. At least not without a fight. So if anybody's even thinking they're gonna take my guns away, like the good old boys down in Gonzales, I got one thing to say. Come on, make my day.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from my cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesday is brought to you by Riley Sports Shop in Hooksett on the DW Highway. Check them out online at rileysguns.com. Attorney Penny Dean, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. So here we are wrapping up the legislative session this year and budget votes coming up tomorrow, which is a big theme of topics and what have you. But, what do we do after this, huh?
Well, I think that we're already to spring into next session because we have a couple
Yes. Really?
I know you're thinking, but we're not through with this session yet, right?
Right.
But we have some really interesting LSRs. One or two of them, at least one of them, deserves for us to talk about. And it was introduced by Representative Bob Kingsbury. And for anyone who doesn't know, Bob Kingsbury is from Laconia. It's his first term as a rep. In the past, he had run as a Libertarian for U.S. office, and I believe this is the first time he's ever won any office. And what's really cool about Representative Kingsbury is that he is actually a genuine war hero. He's a former director of Gun Owners in New Hampshire. And Gun Owners in New Hampshire has a policy of keeping politics, if you will, politicians separate. So no politician is allowed to be an elected member of the board. It's their way of keeping the organization clean and not letting the politicians take it over for their purpose, if you will.
Yep.
And so when Bob Kingsbury was elected, he resigned from the board. And he is just a great common sense gentleman. And so I was looking through the LSRs, and I found 2012H2504, requiring the courts to give every woman who gets a restraining order a gun and a box of ammunition and provide her with instruction in shooting.
What?
And I'm thinking,
oh,
that is typical Bob Kingsbury common sense.
Holy cow.
Now, it doesn't require a woman to take it. They have an option.
Okay.
But, I mean, I thought about this as a practical matter. Now, I've not seen the whole bill yet.
Repeat this again in case any of our listeners missed this one.
Okay, and this is verbatim on the LSRs.
This is legislative service request. This is what's being proposed for next year.
Absolutely. And a legislative service request, for those who didn't know, is what the legislatures do is they go to what's called legislative service, which is a drafting arm that has lawyers. And they say to them, I want a bill that does this. Will you draft a bill that does thus and so? Now, some legislators bring a pre-drafted bill, but a lot of them come in and say, look, this is what I want to do. Will you draft a bill that can become a law that can do this? So I don't know if Bob has language he's already submitted, Representative Kingsbury has language he's already submitted, or whether or not he just is giving legislative services an idea and they're going to put the language together. I certainly am going to call and ask him.
Okay.
And it's 2504, and it's requiring the courts to give every woman who gets a restraining order a gun, a box of ammunition, and provide her with instruction in shooting. And I just think,
I don't mean to laugh, but I mean, because it's a very serious situation that the woman finds herself in. But I mean, this is just so politically incorrect. Politically incorrect. It's great,
but it's common sense because here's what I'm thinking of. Okay,
we've only joked about this on emails.
Oh yeah, well the whole people talk about it all the time, and this bill doesn't require the woman to accept it.
Okay.
This says they have to give it to her. Now, as a practical matter, I think of two things. I think of practicality of how we do this, and I think of the money part, okay? And I think it can be very, very cost-effective. And I also think that, and I think of it in two ways. Number one, if you talk about law enforcement buys the love of my life, which is Glocks in bulk. But there's also other manufacturing firearms, you know, SIGs and stuff they buy in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
And, for example, the Glocks, when you buy at the volume that law enforcement does, a lot of them pay $300 or so per firearm. So if you figure $300 for a, you know, maybe a Glock or a Springfield or something like that, which is probably going to be a bulk price, box of ammo at bulk is $10, right? And instruction in shooting, there are tons and tons of certified, good quality instructors that I've talked to when they heard about this LSR, and they all said the same thing, we'll instruct them for free.
Ooh.
In other words, this is not something, that part's not going to cost the state money. They're willing, and I'm talking high quality certified instructors,
mm-hmm.
they're willing to instruct these women for free. That's
terrific.
Huge. That's huge. So when you talk about dollars now, it'll take some time to get a program like this up and running and administer, because here's the practical thing. Some women have different size hands. I have very large hands. I can shoot any firearm Glock makes. Some smaller women maybe can only shoot a Glock 27 or 26 or, you know, the smaller frame firearms. Or they may only be more comfortable with a smaller frame firearm.
They might not be good with a Beretta or, you know, Ruger or something like that.
Absolutely, because those are pretty large, glunky firearms.
Mm-hmm.
You take Springfield XDs. Those are some pretty compact firearms. And I'm thinking of those as opposed to a Kimber or a SIG, because those are higher-dollar firearms. They're more expensive. And if we're talking about a state program, we want to do something that's cost-effective. Yet, in my opinion, Glocks and Springfields are very high quality.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that's reasonable from a cost-effective perspective. The other thing is, you and I know when you buy ammunition in bulk, you can get it pretty reasonable.
Sure.
And so, and people say, look, we're going to have all this craziness. And the answer is no, because I'm looking at it from a cost perspective. And if you take the average cop with benefits and all, have to make at least $60 an hour. And I'm talking about cost of the employer. When you talk about the total cost of an employee.
Total cost. That's your benefits and all that stuff.
Benefits, the matching taxes, because an employer has to think of health insurance and all the things the employer pays that cost them money. So you're talking it's ultimately real money, whether you write the guy a check every week or whether you pay matching taxes or whatever else. And so if you're looking at $60 plus per cop, you're looking at every time they respond to a domestic violence situation, generally at least two or more respond. So you're looking at $60 an hour at least times two or more.
Mm-hmm.
And from the time they leave wherever they're at, go to the domestic violence intervention situation, and come back, I know you're looking at minimum an hour. And there has to be some good statistics we can look at.
And then you got to figure out, they got to fill out paperwork, so that takes time, too.
Absolutely. They have
all
to
right.
fill out paperwork, they have to go back, they have to meet with the woman or the children and find out, or the man. You know, we don't want to just say that it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have to meet with the person who's making a complaint, figure out what the situation is, maybe do some investigation, you know, maybe track someone down. Who knows what's happening, okay? All that takes time. And sometimes hours of time. Okay, and if you figure even at, you know, nominal cost, very quickly you get $300 or $400 in what I call cop time adding up. Plus, you know, we have also sort of domestic violence coordinators and everything else.
Sure.
And so when you talk about all that time being put together that happens repeatedly.
And how many times do you find, Penny, I mean, you can talk from your own experiences in this, how many times from representing clients, they go to the court to get a restraining order, and then, you know, the guy violates a restraining order, and then they got to go back again and again and tell the judge, well, he messed up. And the judge goes, now, you're not supposed to do that again.
That's exactly what happens, or worse yet, and it happens both ways. There
okay.
are the what I call the women who do it as a tactic, which is horrible, a tactic to get them better position in divorce or child custody. And then there's the ones who are genuinely abused within inches, if not their entire life.
Yes.
And so if you take the ones who are truly abused, okay, the problem is and this, I look at this from also an ethical and moral point of view, is you can call 911. And by the cops, time the cops get there, and I'm talking even quick response time, you can be dead. This may save a woman's life.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, what value can you put on the mother of somebody's children or the father of someone's children? You know, because it can be either way.
You know, the more you think about it, the more that Representative Kingsbury's proposal has a lot of merit, because one of the arguments that I've had over the years in living in other states was arguing against these waiting periods. And I said, what do you tell to a woman whose boyfriend or husband has threatened to kill them and they're going to be coming after him that night? You're telling me that they have to wait 5 or 7 or 10 days to get a firearm to defend themselves? They'll be dead by then. At least here in this case, you know, here's the court saying, oh, you don't have the money for a gun? Here, let's provide it for you.
That's exactly right. And I think, obviously, I haven't seen Representative Kingsbury's bill, but I'm presuming.
We won't see it until almost January, you know, when they go right before they go back into session.
That's exactly right. We won't see the language. But I'm presuming, because I can hear some people yelling already, that if you're a woman who's a felon or a man who's a felon, or if you have a restraining order in place against you prohibiting you from firearms ownership, this bill will not seek to usurp legal authority for owning a firearm. You're going to have to be able to legally own a firearm in order for this to happen. But I think it's just really, and I can tell you from being a part of the Women on Target program, which is a fabulous program that if anyone knows about, it's an NRA-certified program whereby it's a women-only class, meaning the students in the class are only women, and it typically goes on a Saturday from like 8 to 5. And it usually costs $30 to $40. And trust me, these women eat and shoot more than $30 or $40.
Okay.
And all the woman has to do is show up. I'm talking literally show up. Ear protection, eye protection.
Wow.
Everything is provided. Food is provided. Breakfast provided. Lunch is provided. Snack is provided. Ammunition is provided. Firearms are provided. Everything. Okay? And the women that come out of that program come out with such confidence that you cannot imagine it. Because during the day is broken up into thirds. They shoot a third of the day rifle, a third of the day shotgun, a third of the day handgun.
Wow, good.
Yeah, so they get basically a little bit of discipline and everything. And I can tell you that women, it's like excelling at any sport. A woman who learns to play basketball, football, volleyball, whatever. It gives them confidence. And confidence is a part of the problem, because part of the problem with violence is partially people that just simply don't know that they can stop it, that they have other choices, that they can leave, that they can do this. And so this will give women really a boost of confidence, but also a way of having a choice, of knowing that they're not at that helpless situation. Is what if he cuts the phone line? What if my cell phone doesn't work? What if?
Mm-hmm.
And so I really think that this is innovative. And like you said, I know it's going to raise the hackles of a lot of people.
It will probably grab some national media attention.
You know, I never thought about that.
Oh, I could see it now on CNN. Dr. Sanjay Gupta coming into town saying, there will be plenty of these guns in the hands of children. You know, I could see it, you know.
You know what? And there will be no finer sponsor than Bob Kingsbury, who is a true gentleman, proper, you know, and he's just, like I said, he's a genuine war hero.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's just going to be explaining to them in his calm, reasoned voice why this is rational and his goal is to help women.
There you go. Well, Penny Dean joining us here for Second Amendment Tuesdays, brought to you by Riley's Gun Shop in Hooksett, rileysguns.com. They have a huge selection of stuff in stock. And I'm thinking back to this Women on Target program. Is this just for self-defense, or is it just to get women familiar with the different types of firearms that are out there?
Believe it or not, it's not a self-defense course at all. Women on Target is simply a program to expose women to shooting. So believe it or
good.
Not, although there's self-defense components, meaning you learn how to shoot, they don't teach you any of that. The goal of the class is literally to expose women to the three different types of shooting, rifle, handgun, and shotgun, and give them exposure and instruction in a safe and friendly environment on how to do that. So it really isn't
good.
A self-defense program, but it really provides the basics and the tools if you choose to go down that route.
Well, and it's very good because women who may be interested in the sport, because let's face it, how many households are there where the wife likes to would be interested in shooting but feels intimidated by her husband who's got all this extra knowledge, and you know, she can do it in a more comfortable let's say non-judgmental setting, because, I mean, not to say that your husband would be judgmental necessarily, but you know what I mean, the peer pressure you would feel or something.
And that's exactly it. That's what a lot of the women tell me, is that they feel more comfortable being around women. And, of course, I kind of can understand that, but my entire life I took LFI 1, 2, and 3, which is the Lethal Force Institute advanced shooting classes with Masad Ayoub. I was always the only woman in the class. You know, one other time, I had a woman in the class. It's like, wow. But I was always the only woman. And I'm okay with that. But a bunch of women are certainly not. You know what I'm saying? They would feel stressed and uncomfortable with that. So I think that's really a good point, is it really gives them the opportunity to learn with their peers or with other people who have no shooting experience.
Well, where would people be able to find out when one of these Women on Target training sessions are going to happen?
You know what? You can just Google Women on Target, but I can tell you Pelham Fishing Game in Pelham, Chester Arms, Chester Rod and Gun Club, rather, in Chester, New Hampshire.
Okay.
There are a variety of shooting clubs around here who all offer Women on Target programs.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe up in the, you know, a little further north, too, in the, you know, above Franklin, maybe in that area, somebody up there might.
Yep. I'm certain there are. If they type in Women on Target, you know, you will find, or they call it WOT as well, you will find a variety of clubs that offer those programs. And I can tell you that every woman that I've ever seen come out of that program just rave. They're just happy as you can be.
Terrific. Well, good. Well, Penny Dean, we've got to run here. Thank you very much. We'll be talking more about Representative Kingsbury's bill, I'm sure.
Go, Bob, go. That's all I've got to say is go, Bob, go. And when people hear the parameters and how it's a program, what's the difference? They sign up women for WIC, women, infant children, give them free food, free this. We're giving them something better. We're giving them life-saving tools.
There you go. Even better. All right. Well, Penny Dean, thank you very much, and look forward to chatting with you again next Tuesday right here on Bulldog Live.
Next Tuesday.
All righty. And thank you again to Riley's Sports Shop in Hooksett, right there on Route 3. You can check them out at rileysguns.com. Again, great selection of guns and ammo in stock. They got safes. They've got all kinds of neat stuff in there. Check it out. Penny will tell you that, too.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what they have. It's just this good old gun shop, and they always have the coolest, best things. Every time I walk in there, well, they had those pink little mini flashlights, which, of course, I had to have a bunch of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the beautiful things. They have pink things. They have good things. They have the coolest AR. They have an AR section with AR stuff you can't even imagine. They have just all sorts of things. And every time I go there, and they have used things, too. They have a used selection. They had some great Pelican cases that were used. They really always have something new.
All right. Well, good. Penny Dean, thank you very much. Chat with you later.
Yes.
All right. Bye-bye. Yep.